Gonna be live in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to another presentation of Forge D20's campaign, Thrones. I'm once again your DM Hunter, accompanied by Zach and Parker, and today we're introducing a new member to our table. This is our good friend, our best friend, our brother, Raph. He'll be joining us for the foreseeable future in this campaign with his new character that we will be debuting today. I don't want to give away too many spoilers, so that'll be revealed later what character it is. But hello, Raph. Welcome to the table, my brother. I'm very glad that you're finally here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course, my brother. So, to give you guys kind of a recap of what happened last session, the party helped out Agent Fastfoot, came to an understanding with him of that they were sent by Belghost to kind of come here and rescue him, not rescue, but assist him rather, because Agent definitely didn't need rescuing. He probably could have handled that by himself, but they assisted Agent so they could maybe recruit him to their cause of slaying the dragon. Agent has agreed to accompany the party back to Belghost, and then we'll further discuss a alliance of some form, at least to go and take down this dragon. On the way back, the party needed to go and recruit another member from this infamous little list that Niven gave the party. One Gugu, the champion of the Fighting Pits of Waterdeep. When the party convened, made their way over to the Fighting Pits of Waterdeep, and now after a brief little sort of introspection of the place, kind of introduction, looked around, understood, you know, basic Coliseum style layout, they understood that there would be a big fight tonight. Sort of a challenger would have to emerge to fight this Gugu, as he's been revealed to be the champion of this fight pit to the party. Atheron and Alistair departed to go get drinks while Daedalus and Agen were somewhat behind. They're sort of observing the area. But we're going to pick up there with Alistair and Atheron at the bar of the fighting pits. Whilst the two of you, Atheron and Alistair, are sitting at the bar, there's a good amount of people here. Pretty much every stool has been filled, and there's a few people kind of lingering around in empty spots or wherever they could get their elbows in between people, ordering drinks. A sort of rotund dwarven man with a large, bushy red beard is going to approach the two of you. He kind of hops up onto this second level, this sort of stoop, or step, rather, behind the bar. Gets up in front of the two of you. Welcome to the fighting pits. How can I help the two of you?
Alistair strokes his chin for a moment. Well, I guess some of your finest and, I guess, most cheap ale. What do you have on tap?
Well, the cheapest would be the house draft. The finest would be the Waterdavian ale. Whichever you prefer.
You know, Waterdavian ale sounds quite good. How much is that going to run me?
It's going to run you 10 copper a drink.
All right. Here you go. And Alistair slides him 10 copper.
And what about you? And he looks over at Atheron.
Hathron's just going to ask for grog. Just the nastiest piss swill you have, please.
The barkeep kind of makes a face. Oh, you want grog? I can get you grog. One copper. Wait a second. Two, because you're going to need more than just a small flagon of it, of grog. You're going to need a damn cask.
Do you get a discount if you fight in the pit?
After the fight.
Like the discount's then applied now and then I fight, or it's applied after?
After you fight. Have to see the proof.
Okay.
When are you thinking about fighting? And he turns and looks at the both of you.
Oh. Celestials, no, I will not be fighting in the pit. He must be crazy, this champion. He must be something of a warrior. I'm just a mere magic caster. I have no physical prowess whatsoever.
Well, being the champion of the water, Davian Fight Pits does have its perks. You drink for free. One of the most notable people in the city, you're treated like practically like a folk hero. Gugu's been champion for 2 years now. He has known no defeat. Odds would say you're a smart man, elf. But if you do win, and you happen to place a bet on yourself, you would win a sizable amount of coin. The house always wins here. There's a reason why Gugu has what he has, his array of weaponry and his armor. He is quite well equipped, we shall say. Few people nearby are disgruntled. You see a few people make a few comments. You hear one person say, it's a joke. Don't, like, one person leans into you, Alistair, and it's a woman. And you can smell alcohol in her breath. And she leans in you. Don't believe a damn word he says. This place is rigged. The house always wins. He's telling you the truth there. Don't bet a damn thing here. You're just going to lose your money. They always get what they want. And if you bet on the house, you're going to be winning pennies. Mm. You see somebody else on the other side, closer to Hathron, a halfling fellow with a twirling little mustache. I will tell you, there has been many close calls with Gugu. He has been hit before. He's not invincible. But every time, he always manages to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, seemingly in impossible ways. I mean, there was one time he moved at lightning speeds out of nowhere. For every one punch his opponent threw, Gugu hit him 3 or 4 times. It was incredible. He is indeed magical, even.
Mm. Sounds like a fucking cheat to me.
You think so?
That or nobody in this town has ever fought anyone ever.
So what are the betting odds? Alistair turns to the dwarf behind the counter. What are the betting odds for the infamous Gugu to be stripped of his title tonight?
Well, considering it's an open challenge, any challenger that comes up to the plate is going to be a +1,000 favorite, or underdog, excuse me. Gugu's the -1,000 favorite every night. Some nights even -2,000 when he's feeling a little ornery.
So if he loses at any point against any competitor tonight, how many times is he fighting?
As many times as he feels like it. These open challenges tend to either go really long or they're really quick. Tonight doesn't seem like there's very many people eager to get in there with him, so it might be a short night for him.
You know what? I feel like betting against the house tonight. I think if my buddy Hathron here gets in the cage, the pit, I honestly think my return on investment would look quite good. +1,000, so if I put in 15 gold, what does that look like? A wizard, I am not good with numbers.
Wow. Let's see. 10 gold.
Ten gold return?
I'm not a gambler myself.
Hold on. So. I'm looking up how this would work. Okay, so you would win 10 times your profit back.
10 times, okay. You think I'd know that, the amount of times I've bet on something here or there with UFC or NFL, but no.
It's because we always lose. We always lose. House always wins.
The house always wins. And there's anything to learn from tonight. The house always wins. Don't gamble. We don't condone that here.
Well, Alistair's going to gamble, so don't follow Alistair's footsteps. Okay, listen. I'm going to put 15 gold on Gugu losing his title as champion tonight. Take my 15 gold, and I will see you after the show.
The dwarf stands there, and as he's kind of moving up to the bar top to arrange your bet, your drinks are brought to you by a waitress.
half-elven woman with raven hair. She brings over a cask of grog for Hathron and a flagon of Waterdavian ale for Alistair. As he's sort of tallying the money, Daedalus and Agent have made their way over to the bar with you. You didn't even realize Agent's there. You notice Daedalus slumbers up. You can hear him. You can hear his fucking breathing. You see him, and you're like, oh, Daedalus, oh, it's good to see you. You know, and you just kind of see him there and acknowledge him. And you're kind of sitting back there for a moment, and then all of a sudden you look to your right just for a second, and Agent is just right there next to you. You didn't even realize it. He's been there this whole time.
Daedalus, I'm not going to get used to that. Mm-mm. Nope.
I think he does this all the time.
No, I'm just very small. Open it your eyes.
Alistair should fight him first.
Huh? Me? No, you're crazy. Why are you saying that? I just bet 15 gold. I'm going to lose my money. Well, I have a reduced chance of losing my money. Or increased chance. Fuck!
If. You know, I was talking to the organizer over there with Agent. Apparently, I don't know if you have already found this out, but it's an open challenge, meaning anyone could get in there with him. Could be any of us.
If he is a cheat, I'm going to want to see how he's cheating.
So you guys are going to send me in to be like bait to see how he's cheating.
That's what I'm doing. Yes.
What's in it for me? Are you going to help me win my bet? I mean, if you help me win my bet, if I go in there, I mean, 15 times 10, 150 gold. That's quite a lot.
You're going to win the bet.
But they said the house always wins. Fuck. Oh, I'm starting to have buyer's remorse. Oh, fuck.
As you say this, there's sort of this announcement that goes over this sort of intercom display. These speakers that are kind of placed haphazardly throughout this place, and you hear his voice call out. The open challenge has begun. Gugu will be accepting anyone from tonight's crowd to fight him for the title. Any man, woman, beast, monster, extra-dimensional being, whatever it may be, Gugu will fight any and all comers. Who is brave enough to stand in the fight pit of Waterdeep with the champion, Gugu? As this happens, crickets, complete silence. People look around. People look down at the ground, kind of scratch their neck. Not me. Looking around. And as you're sort of looking around, Alistair, your eyes go from the left side of the pits to Gugu, and then they slowly go to the right. And as you look to the right, you realize Daedalus is staring at you, and you see the smirk on his face. Daedalus grabs your hand, sticks your arm up in the air, and shouts out, "Over here! He'll fight the champion! This is a great warrior! He will defeat the champion and prove himself the greatest warrior the land has ever known! This is the real champion, Alistair Darkheart!" And he starts moving you towards the front. He starts pushing you.
Daedalus, you fucking imbecile! And by the time he finishes his statement, he's already on the fucking floor. He sees everyone is like fucking looking at him.
Mm-hmm. You're being dragged in by a few of the staff members. You're kind of protesting at first. Daedalus is pushing you. Immediately you hear the voice, "Ah, a challenger! Seize him!" And immediately a few different security guards come over and start grabbing you, pulling you in. And they're like, "Oh, this is going to be good." And you hear a few of them even making bets amongst themselves. "I say he lasts maybe 30 seconds with Gugu." One of them looks at you and he kind of pinches your arm and he's like, 15 seconds. I'll take that bet. 3-1. And then they bet 5 silver on it right there. You're brought to this sort of hallway in the bottom portion of this facility, a small staircase down this long hallway. Brought to almost this dugout area. You hear the thunderous applause of the crowd, some of the lights coming in, and you hear the announcer once again. "Let the open challenge begin. Tonight's contestant, one Alistair Darkheart. Let's see what he can do. And then you hear this like ding, and immediately there's this sort of force that is pushing you out, this large gust of wind that seems to be emanating from the hallway, and with rapid intent pushes you out of the dugout, up the ramp, and into the lights. And now you can see the Colosseum and all these people around you. All sorts of people shouting different things at you, shouting things at Gugu, a few chants here and there. You look over to the bar, and you can see over by the bar, Daedalus and Agent have placed themselves along the railing, and you can directly see them. And you see this look of amusement on Daedalus's face. Hathoron, where are you standing? Are you still at the bar? Or are you over there watching with Daedalus?
I'm going to be at the bar. Okay. I'm coming back from the bar, and then I'm going to find like a place to sit and observe. So I have another drink. Second grog.
You want a good view so you can see what's going on, correct?
Yeah, so I can watch the fight.
Go ahead and roll me just a perception check to see if you can spot a good lookout point.
Disconnected somehow. He disconnected.
Disconnected.
Suboptimal, I think.
All right. You don't see any particular spots that give you a good vantage point of necessarily any one aspect of the facility. So rather than that, do you want to look at it from, I'll ping the map. Do you want to look at it from one of the sides where it's a little bit shorter to the middle of the field, or do you want to be like behind Alistair? Because it would be further to the middle of the field from there. Like if you're looking at a football field, are you want to be on one of the end zones or the sidelines?
Fuck it. I'll just go by you guys.
Okay. You end up just deciding to stand where Daedalus and Agent are and join us as a little group. You have a good vantage point here. Thankfully, though, you kind of can see the entirety of the Colosseum. The only thing that you can't see really is the bar, and we were just there. So you still have a good view here. You see Alistair kind of being almost shoved, it looks like, by an invisible force, and he's sort of stumbling into the arena, and you see Alistair looking from left to right all around him, seeing the people, a few people chanting his name, a lot of people chanting Gugu's name, some people throwing things at him, some people yelling, "Get in there, elf! Give him the business!" And then you'll hear a voice call out, "You're dead meat, boy!" You look back from the crowd, and you see the champion standing before you. Standing in the middle of the fight pits of Waterdeep is Gugu, the champion. Before you stands a red armor-clad kobold. Now, small in stature, yes, but he is beefy. I mean, he is a thick boy. By kobold standards, he's like Brock Lesnar, okay? He is the gorilla versus the 100 men. As far as body build goes.
Terrifying.
So, you see he's got all sorts of scars on what visible scales there are on him. For the most part, he has a lot of armor. These armor pieces are very clearly ornate in nature. They almost have like trophies on him of different beasts or things he's defeated or killed and taken from them. Some bones, some little jewelries and trinkets. He has a very ornate helmet that seems to almost glow a slight aura to it. There's almost this like shimmering radiance. You see he wields Raph, may I ask, since Gugu was originally your character, what weapon would you like him to be wielding in this moment?
That boy is wielding dual axes.
Dual axes.
Yeah, he's dual-wielding hand axes.
Nice. These hand axes that you see in Gugu's right and left hands, as you look at them, you notice that that's not ordinary steel. You see this almost shimmering light to them as well. Instead of this golden radiance, though, you see this sort of silver platinum look to it. And you see these sort of runes inscribed on the sort of curved blades on the ends of each of these axes. You're very well versed in magic compared to the normal person. You can tell Gugu ain't messing around. He is a warrior, and he has collected these things. He is everything that they were talking about. and he speaks again. Are you ready, boy? Are you ready to meet your end at the hands, or rather the axe, of Gugu, the Destroyer? And then immediately as he says that, he starts running towards you.
All right.
Go ahead and roll me initiative, Al.
Yeah, yeah, I assumed correctly. Ooh, baby. 21.
21?
All right. He rolled a 9.
Raph, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you roll initiative for Vern? So Alistair goes first. Alistair, you can clearly see that Gugu is going to be beelining towards you. You have but a moment to prepare yourself or get something off. You're a little quicker on the draw than him, especially since you're a ranged combatant. What do you do?
Alistair, seeing Gugu is beginning his sprint forward, is going to... He's going to take something out of his components pouch. He's going to take out this kind of like furry looking substance and a small piece of coal. And he's going to toss it up in the air and say something in Infernal. He's going to say the Infernal word for darkness as he casts the darkness spell. He is going to cast it. It's 15 in the shape of a circle. Boom. You can see the darkness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Alistair is going to cast it right in front of him. As you see, he opens his mouth, and as he says that infernal word, this big boom, all that black mist that you guys always see like coming around him comes out of his mouth and begins to swirl in a 15-foot radius sphere around the battlefield. And he's going to step in. And he's going to kind of hug around the edges of it, but he's going to make Gugu try to look for him.
Okay.
Let's see. My main action. My bonus action is, let's see if I even get any. Well, I can't see him. Can I say before I do this that I do my Hexblade's Curse on him?
Sure. I'll give you that.
Okay. So first, Alistair will point his finger and cast the Hexblade's Curse as a small puff of black smoke begins to surround Gugu, and then you'll see him out of his mouth comes the darkness spell. And then he's going to step inside, and that's going to be his turn.
All right, Alistair, you cast this darkness spell as well as cast your Hexblade's Curse upon Gugu, stepping into these shadows and disappearing in an instant. Gugu loses sight of you the moment the clouds roll out. You hear the crowd kind of gasp in a moment as you step inside and disappear. A voice calls out from beyond the smoke, "You can run, but you can't hide, boy." And immediately you can hear this cacophonous thud from inside the shadows, as if there was some sort of impact. Gugu is going to just sort of get a running jump and leaps into the center of the shadows here. He's going to search for you. I'm going to roll with disadvantage. I will let you... Would you say... I would say it's a perception check. So I'm going to go ahead and have him roll a perception check. He's got a... plus 2 to wisdom, I'll say. So he does not immediately find you. What's this? Raph, what's this Vern cast out of his embrace? Do you want to expand upon that for me, bro?
There it is.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was helping right now. Okay. Gugu's going to, once you hear that cacophonous thud,
you hear this sort of whirling sound, almost like the tumbling of blades through the air. You can't see it, but you can almost feel the wind from these strikes. Gugu is just in a, like the Tasmanian devil, just in place, swinging his axes at anything that may be inside the smoke with him. He's going to move in a random direction. He's going to roll a D4.
Okay.
One being towards you. He rolls a 4, so he goes the opposite direction. He's going to go this way. Away from you. He can't quite find you. You're safe in that fog for now, but he's searching for you. And hear the crowd kind of shouting, what is this? We can't see a damn thing. And some people are shouting and they're saying, find him, Gugu, find him. We're now going to go to a sort of hidden hands turn in this event. Sort of someone invisible to us, but well known to Gugu. Vern, what do you do with your turn? You, from this vantage point, you can see everything. You see the raucous crowd. You see the fog of the darkness within the center of the arena. You know Gugu is in there, and you know that the challenger is in there with him. What do you do?
What do I do? I'll cast Gust on the darkness. I don't think that works, does it?
Zach, could you do me a favor and put the description of darkness in the chat for me? So I can look at this, and then Raph, can you put the...
spell that.
You could dispel it if you have that, or have a scroll, which here I would assume you'd have access to that kind of thing. Darkness for the duration. Yeah, no, Guts would not work on that. It's basically, I would, the absence of light is what I would describe it as. Less so a fog and more like a void. There's nothing.
Okay.
You do know, however, this is a spell, obviously.
Yeah.
For things that can destroy a darkness, it is it would be, you'd have to counterspell it, some sort of dispel magic, or I don't know if magical light dispels darkness. I know that if you cast darkness onto light, it dispels, it goes over the light. So I would assume the opposite way light would go over darkness if you cast it after darkness, but I don't know. I would have to look into that, which I will do that right now while you're fixing.
No. Let's keep it a little more interesting then. I won't dispel it.
Okay. What does Vern do? The hidden hand.
Where's my character sheet thing? It disappeared. Sorry, I'm reloading. I will use this.
Beguile. You pointed a creature within range and suggests a short phrase of up to 5 words, forcing the target to make a wisdom saving throw. On a failure, the creature is forced to shout the nearest approximation to the preferred
phrase that exists in their native tongue. If the creature fails its saving throw by 5 or more, it can take no other actions during its turn. So you're casting Beguile on Alistair.
He doesn't even have to see me because it doesn't say that. That's fucking lame.
Yep. So, Alistair, you need to make a wisdom saving throw. What is Vern's DC?
16.
Wow. Wisdom saving throw, Alistair.
Fuck!
You fail.
That's what Alistair says. He says fuck. He just screams fuck.
Well, it's what does Vern want you to say?
Oh, that's true.
He suggests 5 words to you.
Oh, just
so what do you tell him to say?
Give his location out to
I'm in the northern part of the darkness.
Oh no.
Alistair covers his mouth.
Did we hear him say that?
Yes. Everybody can hear it. Well, I wouldn't say everybody can hear it. He does shout it though. It says that he's supposed to shout it. So I would say yes, you would hear it. You would hear it because he shouts it.
Okay.
Daedalus kind of turns and looks at you when that happens, Pathron. Why would he give himself away?
There's no fucking way he would do that. He's scared shitless right now.
Maybe they were right about things being off at the bar. Maybe Gugu has some sort of spell he casted on him. His armor did look fancy. Maybe he can charm people with it. But nonetheless, we go back to the combat. Having given away your position, Alistair, it goes back to you. Wait, no. Was that the end of Vern's turn, Raph? Forgive me.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Then we go to you, Alistair. You just gave away your location. You cover your mouth and you realize what you've done.
Alistair's going to cover his mouth. And then his eyes are wide and in shock right now. And he starts thinking, oh, wait a minute. That look of shock on his face creates, there's like this look of, oh, I just came up with something. If you recall, last session, Alistair was gifted a Cowl of Invisibility. Alistair is going to whisper a power word. He's going to say, he's just going to say a phrase, but you won't be able to find me. And he's going to use the invisibility spell. And after he uses it, he's going to step just like 10 feet outside of the darkness.
Okay.
And bonus action, can't really do anything. Let me see some features that I might be able to use. Pact magic, exploits curse X war, large invocations, pact boon. I can't really do anything else, so I'm going to just stand there.
All right. As you do so, Pathron, you rolled initiative. I'll actually, I'll just check with you. Did you want to do anything before I continue with Gugu's turn or anything like that?
Yeah, Hathron thinks to himself, out of all the times he's fought kobolds, when has he ever heard of a kobold that understands any kind of bullshit? And so he's going to look at the Daedalus and tell Daedalus, someone is helping the champion.
Daedalus's face twists almost. What, because Alistair makes a dumb decision one time in the middle of a battle? We don't even know if it's a tactic yet. Maybe Alistair's trying to trick him.
Alistair could be standing somewhere else saying he's on the northern side.
I must have killed many, many kobolds. I can't think of one smart enough to understand any kind of enchantments or magic spells or rinky-dink bullshit. The armor and the axes, yes, but I don't know, so this isn't sitting right.
But if we see anything more, maybe we go find the source of it. Keep an eye out. I'm not willing to risk making a scene in here just yet. If you see something, though, enlighten me.
I'd like to perception check again if I can.
Go ahead.
Probably not going to be great. I'm probably not going to see shit, but whatever. Yeah, not really ordinary.
You see nothing. Right. You see nothing. You look around, you see a crowd of people, you see darkness, and you see not much else. In fact, the crowd is
angrily squinting at the
darkness.
At the battle. Just squinting at it as hard as he can, trying to find something.
You can hear a sort of like a Beyblade spinning, but you don't hear much else. That being said, we're going to go to the resident Beyblade. It's Gugu's turn. He's going to go north where that sound came from. And let me go ahead and measure out his turn. Let me see here. Okay. Oh, shit. Gugu can go 30 feet. He just goes running and spinning and slashing 30 feet this way, swinging at anything and everything on his way there. I'm going to roll with disadvantage on attacks against you, Alistair. He's a fighter, so he has multiple attacks. He's spinning and swinging as he gets here. So he's going to use one on the way here. You're only going to have to deal with one attack at you right now. Because you did say, I'm north. He is going in a straight line north, just swinging at anything that happens to be there. And you're in the path. So one attack at disadvantage. First one. That would have been bad. Does a 16 hit?
It does.
So, Alistair, you feel pretty safe thinking about where you are in orientation to the shadows and where the little kobold might be, or the, well, little as in, because all kobolds are a large kobold. And out of nowhere, you hear this sort of spinning, slashing sound, almost like a large industrial fan. And out of the shadows, out of this void, you just leaping out of nowhere like a jump scare, you see this swirling dervish of a red mist coming flying at you. With every so often, you see these swirling shimmers of silver as one hand axe swings, missing you completely. Coming back around, another one swings and makes contact with you, even though you're cloaked. You gave away your location. You see is the kobold just is spinning his arms around him, hitting anything in the nearest radius to him. He makes contact with you. Let's see what damage you take.
Okay. I'll be doing a reaction once he completes the damage.
He does a d6 plus 3. No, not plus 3. Plus 4, sorry. Plus 4. So you take 7 slashing damage, and you're going to take an additional d6 of force damage. So you take 5 force damage in addition.
I think I drop invisibility now, correct?
Yes. Now that you've been hit, the magic of the cloak goes away, and instantly your presence is revealed. But before your presence is revealed, there's almost this sort of spray of this red blood, this trail of this red mist, a trail of blood just gets scattered in the area nearest to you. There's a considerable gash going from your left shoulder sort of towards your middle upper pec area. Not super deep, but super noticeable. And there's a small paste of blood from where you were just slashed in the ear, all over the cloak. Its invisibility effect is gone until you can recast it.
Okay.
And you are revealed. As you are revealed, there's a loud gasp amongst the crowd, and immediately the crowd starts screaming in raucous amusement at what they're seeing. They are being extremely entertained now. You hear a few people, "Now he's got him! Kill the coward! Get him!" Obviously, you're not going to die, but yeah. People do get a bit animated here.
So, in reaction to taking this damage, Alistair's going to scream, "You've got to be fucking cheating, you stupid kobold prick!" And he's going to cast, oh shit, where is it? He's going to cast his Stygian Rebuke.
Burn, would you like to use a reaction to counterspell that?
Does he even have counterspell? Sure. To my understanding, he's not a wizard. Out of game.
He is a wizard. He is a wizard. Bro's metagaming at the table.
This is out of game talk. It's not metagaming. Alistair doesn't know this. I'm good at separating that knowledge.
Chill out, Jeff.
I'm leaving that in.
All right. You gotta do you have counterspell?
I don't
know. Or a scroll of counterspell?
Maybe.
Out of game. I mean, I did tell him he can be liberal. He can be fairly liberal with his spell casting right now. So, I mean, Vern, do you want to grant gaming? You know what?
Yeah, DM's God. All right, I use a spell scroll. I stop the spell and then I turn Hathoron into a frog.
Oh my God. For brevity's sake, we'll let Alistair cast this one. We won't have a counterspell for this one. We'll just let it go.
Okay.
It would be funny if you did Alistair, turn that thrown into a fucking frog, though.
The orc is on to me. Frog. All right.
All right, well, if he's not going to counterspell, it's a DC 13 dex save.
DC 13? Dex saving throw?
Shit. Okay.
Ugu has a +2. No, he fails. So he takes the full 24 fire damage.
Full 24 fire damage. And he's going to explicitly say, he wants to make sure the audience knows that he says, "You've got to be fucking cheating, you fucking kobold prick."
As you say this, and you cast this Stygian Rebuke upon Ugu, you watch this, you reach out your hands, and this small portal to Stygia itself opens up, and a blast of absolute zero shoots out and covers Gugu's torso area, crackling, and you see parts of the ice build up, and almost like like dry ice, you see this like smoke-like effect going up from his skin. You can see clearly that he's being scalded as the dry ice is sort of making contact with his scales. As this happens, Gugu winces in pain. You see him, but for a moment, his eye glances to the... His head doesn't move, but you see his eyes sort of glance to the left and up a little bit. And as he does that, he snarls and goes right back on the attack against you.
Okay.
Gugu's going to go ahead and make two attacks. He's going to try to put you down. 21.
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely hit.
16, or 17, excuse me.
They both hit, yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and just roll 2d6s of slashing. 7. 2d6s of force. A total of 12 damage to Alistair as you are hit twice by the whirling dervish again. He sort of rears back to the right and immediately starts to spin again, and just two slashes, this time one across your abdomen and the next one to your right thigh. You are being cut up. You are realizing that not only are your wounds starting to mount up, you're losing a lot of blood. You're not going to die. You know the rules of the fighting pitch. You assume at least that that doesn't happen here. They assured you that at least. But you don't like your odds right now.
Okay.
The kobold's turn is going to end. We go to Vern. Vern, what do you do?
I'm going to move as if I'm like, you know, a spectator trying to get closer to the action.
Okay. Feel free to move yourself. Vern, you go ahead and move to get a better vantage point on the situation. You are much closer now, kind of just moving freely amongst the crowds. Nobody seems to notice you. Nobody pays you any mind. You have a great vantage point of the combat now. You can wounding Alistair. Alistair preparing another action, sort of looking around. Almost not quite. You see this look of... There is a bit of a panic to Alistair, but he's looking for something. Whilst he's trying to keep himself together and avoid what he can from Gugu Strikes, he is looking for something, almost as if he knows, maybe. You have this hunch, this inkling, this insight, perhaps. Go ahead and what do you do here?
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I use a shadow embrace.
Make a wisdom save. And that's a natural one. That is a failure. So right. I will have a -2 to my attack rolls and disadvantage on dex saves until the end of my next turn.
Alistair. You, as you're sort of frantically looking around, trying to see what Gugu was looking at, you watch as these shadows are different than the ones you've seen from Agent or from you. These emanate almost from all around you. An ink-like cloud that manifests around you and the area around you. It's not thick enough where you can't see, but your vision is, I would say, what's the word? I don't want to say clouded because I'm literally trying to describe like a black cloud, but I'm trying to use other words, but we'll say clouded. Your vision's blurred. Your vision's clouded. You can really only see silhouettes of things outside of this inky mist. So you now have a, as you said, -2 to wisdom saving throw, or you have -2 to attack rolls and disadvantage on dex saving throws until your end of your next turn.
Okay.
I would say Hathoron, you can see this. You see the, and Daedalus does as well. We witness this sort of like dark ink-like cloud wrap around Alistair, and it becomes hard to see him from within. And we also hear him shouting about Gugu being a cheating prick. Daedalus kind of looks at you, Hathoron. You look back at him. Daedalus has this look of, and he puts like one hand up. All right, you were right. Maybe he is fucking cheating. We should probably figure out where the hell is that coming from.
Yeah. You two should go search. I'll stay here and make sure Alistair doesn't die.
They don't kill people here, really. I don't. At least that's not what the organizer said, but yeah, looking a little rough. Daedalus turns to the left to tell Agent to join him in the search, and Agent's already gone. Daedalus turns and goes, Agent, we... All right, I will admit, Alistair's right, that's going to get old really quick. I suppose he's already looking. Daedalus is going to go ahead and roll a perception check to see if he can, or not perception, an investigation to see if he can find any signs of what's going on here. He has a -1 to intelligence, a 14.
Okay. Can I have Agent kind of like maneuvering through the crowd throughout the arena to try to find a potential cheater or someone maybe casting magic? since he's already gone, or?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
We'll say it after all the magic shit that just happened, agent's already been moving around searching. So go ahead and roll me a investigation.
Investigation.
Or perception, whichever you prefer.
Or perception. Damn, I don't have good shit at all, but I'll take the plus three to perception. Ooh, natural 20.
Mmm. Agent. You're versed enough in your experiences and your travels from Nagron to here in Waterdeep. You've seen a thing or two when it comes to magic. You've seen the druids of Nagron and the wonders they could perform, and you've seen the fire tyrant and the sorceries he was capable of. In that time, you've become well-versed in also hunting those that are versed in the magical arts. As you look around, though, you realize that whoever this is very, very well-versed in magical arts. They're not an ordinary, common wizard or sorcerer. They're someone that can conceal themselves if they want to be. To the normal person, hell, even to Daedalus or Hathron, this person would be invisible. And had you not been intently looking for them, you would have seen nothing yourself. But tuning in with your senses to the world beyond this one, to the supernatural, the world of magic and such, you get this sense of this darkness coming from the other side, opposite of Daedalus and Hathoron, completely adjacent in the opposite corner. You get a feeling that whatever's casting this magic, the source is over there, you're being beckoned to it almost. You don't see who it's coming from, but you get an inkling from the northwest sideline. And Age begins moving rapidly towards that location, still hidden to the normal person. He's completely invisible to most people. But go ahead and roll me a stealth check for Age real quick.
A 12.
Raph, can you tell me what Vern's passive perception is?
Vern's passive perception. Not high. But it is 11. Oh, 10, sorry. I left an investigation.
Either way, you're just a little short. Agent, you can't quite pick out who it is, but next turn you more than likely will. You're making your way over there. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The turn to discover them, stealth, and move. Fern isn't actively looking for you, nor does he know you're looking for him, so there's no reason for him to do like a perception check right now. It's more of a... His passive perception would be the one thing you'd have to avoid. So you succeeded there.
Okay.
For Daedalus' turn, he's going to roll a perception check as well. To see if he can spot anything. Another nat 20 would be sick right now. So close. Daedalus rolls a 13. He doesn't see quite the source of the magic, but he does see Ouster's not looking down at the crowd. Ouster's looking up. At a second level. And as Daedalus is looking around, he sees multiple little, like, second level upper seating areas. He does see a sort of, I wouldn't say a press box, but almost like a special VIP booth. As Daedalus is looking around, he's going to kind of nod to himself and he's going to say, second level, better view. Maybe I'll see something there. And immediately he begins running up to the second level of seating. And that's going to be Daedalus' turn is getting upstairs to that second level and heading towards maybe that VIP box. Hathoron, do you want to do another check or anything like that?
No. Hathoron's just going to stand up, lean on the rail, kind of like he's getting ready to like jump if he has to jump into the arena.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. That's all he's going
to do. All right. Alistair, we go to you.
Okay.
This point, you're almost collapsing from the exhaustion of this battle and the amount of blood loss you have. And Gugu is in front of you, almost stalking you down now, just taking slow steps towards you as you kind of lean forward and backward, completely rocked.
Okay. I succeeded my check. Can Alistair go, like, all the way around him without disengaging and go into the darkness? It seems like he's barely in it. Or, like, he's barely, like, less than 5 feet away from it. But I'd get disadvantage now that I think about it. Fuck it. Alistair's going to stick his hand out as if he's gripping something. And you see the manifestation of his rapier begin to form. And he's going to try to stab the kobold. But he's going to be looking up into the left as he does it. He's assuming that his arm won't like jolt or something from one of his injuries. So he's praying he hits this attack. But he also wants to be conscious and look around and see what he was looking at. So I take a -2 to this roll. Fuck, a 14.
Yes, you take a -2 from Shadow's Embrace. A 14. 14 does not hit Gugu. But I will let you, at a disadvantage, take another perception check. Because you're kind of, you are trying to, as you described, you were trying to look around as you struck at him. So disadvantage, you're just doing a perception check.
15.
Seeing if you could see him. You see nothing. You look up towards where Gugu was looking in the exact area. And all you see is an empty press box, an empty VIP booth, upper level seating with people in it, but nobody of any particular note, at least in a quick scan. Okay. As you strike out at Gugu and you sort of take this fencing stance and take a precise strike at Gugu somewhere where there's maybe a weak point in the armor where he doesn't have armor, the ink-like mist that formed around you, that black thick fog, you feel almost like it has a grip on your wrist as you swing your rapier. You're slow, like you're moving through sand. And you feel this almost like tug at your wrist as you go to strike out at Gugu. And without even having to really move, your strike completely misses him, as if some sort of force is directing you somewhere else, preventing you from hitting him.
Okay. So Alistair is going to use his free action to speak, and he's going to say, "You're a false champion, Gugu the Destroyer." He looks at him with disgust. He just sits there. He knows he's not going to win this fight. That's his turn.
There. As it goes to Gugu's turn, he just snickers and looks at you, and you see this smirk on his face. "There are no rules in combat, boy. Only the strongest and most resourceful win. It is simply your undoing to be here. You shouldn't be here. You've taken on something that is beyond you. A warrior beyond any of the beings in here. Gugu, the Destroyer." And as he does this and he sees you laughing, he kind of tilts his head.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Alistair laughs as he's saying this and sees that Gugu tilts his head. And he's going to look at him. "You know, I'm not super well versed in kobolds, but I'm not dumb enough to know that your kind isn't very well versed in magic. So tell me, give the gig up. It's not like anybody can hear. How are you winning?"
Gugu smiles. He walks towards you. "All right, since you're so smart, I'll tell you a little something." And he goes, "Come a little closer. Bend down a little bit. Do you oblige?"
"No."
"No?
If you're going to..."
Gugu attacks.
"To..." Oh, that's fine.
He can. "As attack. You don't do so..."
He was going to do that anyway.
"Oh, he misses."
"Does he miss?"
"A natural one, yeah."
He's got two attacks.
That one will hit, though. Then that's going to put Alistair down.
As you refuse to come down to him, Gugu simply leaps up at you. And as he leaps up at you, grabs a hold of the back of your head and headbutts you as hard as he can, smashing your nose, and you go to sleep unconscious. Slumped. He looks down at you. You talk too much. He spits, not on you, next to you, holds his arms up to the crowd, and gives the classic line from Gladiator, "Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is there anyone else who is dumb enough, brave enough, foolish enough to get in here with the champion of Waterdeep, Gugu the Destroyer?" The crowd lets out a scream, a few boos here and there. Medical staff comes rushing out. See two dwarven individuals clad in white aprons with little red crosses on them come over. And you hear them, hup, 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 and move over, put Alistair on this gurney, and drag him out of the Coliseum over to the infirmary. Alistair, you were knocked unconscious, but you are alive, having put up a good fight against Gugu and wounding him a considerable amount. As this happens, I would like Agent to roll me an investigation check. He knows that the magic was coming from over here, but he does not know who it is.
13.
13. Vern, can you roll me a stealth check with advantage? You are purposely trying to hide yourself from people looking for you and maybe knowing what's going on in the game. The higher roll is a 21. Vern is invisible to Agent right now. Agent, you do know it's somebody over here, but you can't figure out quite who it is yet. Daedalus is going to roll his own sort of perception check, but his will be with disadvantage. I'm not even going to roll another one. There's no point. Daedalus can't see shit. He's blind. He's got his eyes closed because he rolled a one.
I can't see anything. It's so high up here.
Apparently, Dragonborn's very nearsighted. Hathron. You watch as Alistair goes down.
Hold on. Can I do something? I hate to cut you off. I want Agent to use Tactical Mind. When you fail an ability check, you can expend a use of Second Wind, and instead of gaining HP, you can add a D10 to the result of an ability check. Fuck! It's only 3. I was like, oh shit! I could do something! That fails.
Go ahead and roll me your own perception check.
I'm jumping in the ring.
Oh. I was going to have you roll a check real quick before you jumped in. Just in case.
Nope.
But if you want to jump in, don't worry about it. You go ahead and jump in. There's a loud thud. And the voices in raucous crowd, their screams begins to die down just a little bit. You hear somebody shout. There's the challenger right there. Look at that big orc fella. He might fight him good. He might do better than that elf. What do you think? Maybe instead of 3-1, he's 2-1. As you stand there, Hathron, the thud is felt from across the pit. And slowly the kobold turns his attention from the crowd. You. He looks down at the bottom of your feet, scans you, and looks up to the top of your head. He smirks. Finally, a real challenge. You see the kobold begin to move back towards the center of the arena. And as he does so, you see him take a few swigs of potions on the way there. Just normal health potions. But he's back to his full vitality. You watch as he downs this large red greater potion of healing. And what was visible scars and burn marks from the Stygian gates being opened upon him heals in a matter of moments. The kobold stands there before you, sticks a hand out, pulls like the old The Rock on SmackDown to just bring it taunt to you. The voice goes over the intercom once again. And faster than we can even make the announcement, a new challenger has risen. What is your name, warrior? Announce yourself to the crowd.
Hathron says nothing and throws a hand at
He is the mysterious stranger. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to chuck a hand axe at him.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me initiative for you and Gugu. Actually, let's see here. Yeah, go ahead and roll me initiative real quick.
Should I do it too?
Yes.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Oof. All right. As you rear back to throw the hand axe, Hathron, that is where we will end our session. We will pick up next week with the continuation of the Waterdeep fight pits, where the heavyweight bout of Gugu the Destroyer versus Hathron Blackmane occurs. I want to thank all of you listeners for joining us again. Thank you for being here as long as you have, whether you're new or old, and this is your first episode, or you've watched every single one up to this point. I appreciate you being here. We all appreciate you being here. And I wanted to extend a special thank you to Raph for joining us for his first session. Can't wait to pick it back up and see what happens and how we get Vern more introduced to not only the audience, but to the party. But that's it for tonight's episode. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Don't forget to check us out on all of our socials. Check out our Patreon. Check us out on Spotify. Share with your friends. And let us know. Give us some loves on social media. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. Check us out. And thank you guys. So once again, we'll catch y'all later in the next episode. Take it easy.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Just wanted to thank you, the listener who has started from 0 seconds into this episode all the way until now, like an hour and 7 minutes through. You guys are the reason why I keep going and keep doing this as much as I can. Life has kind of kicked me in the nutsack recently, and it's financially, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not asking for any monetary support. You guys don't need to do that. I will tell you, I'm experiencing a little bit of burnout. And even some of the podcast members have expressed this. So we're going to try to pump out episodes as much as we can. But right now, I've got to get my finances in order. That is my priority. So if you see less episodes coming through, that is why. But do not worry. We are going to finish these campaigns. And we have plans for campaigns beyond this. So be prepared. I love you so much. So thank you for watching this all the way till the end. It definitely gives me the motivation to want to keep doing this. I also want to thank our patrons on Patreon, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochialone, and Anakin Gross. They help us reinvest that money that we make there back into the podcast to make it a little better. So thank you guys. I love you so much. Have a great week, or however long until the next one is, but I hope you guys have a great one. Love you. Take it easy.